Okay, hi, and thanks for joining me on this live video. My name's Tom Rowley for Graduate Medicine. And first of all, just like to put out a massive congratulations to everyone who got through their exams on the weekend. And what I want to touch on today is this second twilight zone that you may find yourself in, which is between the end of the AKT through until results come out. And now with the OSCE being set, not just for we've got to pass AKT, but also KFP, it's almost, I think, a 4 week gap from now until you know that you've passed AKT KFP and that you can enter into the OSCE. So what is the risk at this point? The risk is that it kind of feels like you've been through this massive journey, got through KFP, got through AKT, and I'm done. I'm collapsing down. I'm like, oh my goodness. But do not forget, there's still one more exam to come. And my interpretation of the entire exam thing is the best way to do it is to actually run through and think of it as three different ways of examining the same type of skill set, or the, sorry, three different ways of examining your capacity to be a independent and competent GP. All right, so what do we do? How do you not fall in a trap here until like so I tell you what happened for me is that I did nothing for 3 weeks and then I got through a past AKT and I went, oh my goodness, I've now got to sit the OSCE, and it was a bit of a shock. Oh, I was like, oh my goodness, I kind of forgot a bunch of stuff, and it was then a small it was an element of panic that came into me as I realized I only had 8 or 9 weeks until the OSCE. So what I'd suggest is you want to avoid that you could have this time to not be at panic stations, but rather that when you pass your AKT and KFP, that it's a smooth journey, that you're already dialed in around your skill sets. So let's talk about that possibility. What would that require? Well, I think number one, you're going to need a study group. If you have got through this far without a study group, that's fine. But it is going to be challenging to do the OSCE prep without at least one other person. So my suggestion is if you do not have a study group where you can actually get together and work live together, then you need to have that. The second thing, you should have this already, but if you don't, you need to go and get Susan Wern's book. I think she's at 75 cases for OSCE. The reason I say you should have that is because I found it highly useful to reflect on for the KFP. When I started the OSCE, I'm like, oh, gee, I wish I had this book when I sat the KFP. So you should have it. If you don't get that, you're going to need it. And really, the move now is to make sure that you have memorized and have really smooth your clinical skills. So this is your history taking, but particularly your examination skills. So we're talking about OSCE and not OSCE, we're talking about Tally and O'Connor style clinical examinations where you can go through and examine the knee, examine the shoulder, examine the cardiovascular system, examine the abdomen, examine the cranial nerves. And these are all smooth and you know them well. The reason that you want that is because the art form of the OSCE is to move beyond knowing or memorizing these clinical skills into actually having them down so smoothly that you can move into interpretation of what's coming in these actual cases. So that's the work right now is to get, if you are not already dialed in on your clinical skills, then you definitely want to do that at this point. So that as you pass, as you find out, yes, you've passed AKT, yes, you've passed KFP, you're now moving into being able to interpret results that are coming back from the examiners and actually fitting it into, hey, what's going on for this patient? That's what I'd suggest, and that's the benefit for you for actually working on having those smoothly at this point. Now, let's talk about the other aspect. Let's say that you don't pass AKT or you don't pass KFP and you don't or you don't pass both of them. Where does this leave you? Well, presumably you're going to have to come back and loop back and do AKT and KFP. And hopefully at this point, you have been through those exams, you've learned something from going through them, and that you can then reset when the results are out and go, okay, where do I go from here? So you definitely want to be continuing with the thought that yes, you have passed, and therefore not dropping the ball right now, not just forgetting about the exams, but rather having a smooth plan for the next 3 to 4 weeks as you come into results, that when you find out, yes, you have passed, and now you have to sit OSCE, that you are ready and you do not have the experience that I had, which was like, oh my goodness, I still have one exam to go and I totally forgot about it. So, all right, thanks for joining me on this live session. Hope you found a lot of value from it and look forward to seeing you again on future trainings.